This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. God bless everyone. Here it is. Today is December 23rd. I want to invite everyone out to Island Community Church. If you're looking for a good church home, we welcome you to come out to our Christmas Eve candlelight service. It'll be at 5:30. It'll be tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. It'll be a short service, under an hour, but I invite you, love to see you. My message on Christmas Eve this year will be out of Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, that says this. It says, when the fullness of time had come, that God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the laws, as the King James reads, made of a woman, made under the law. I invite you to come out here. My sermon is entitled, The Dirty Windows. Love to see you on Christmas Eve. In the meantime, we're going to hear the sermon I just preached just a couple days ago at Island. And Island, by the way, is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The sermon here is entitled, Jesus is the Reason for the Season. And it's short. We're going to hear it in 2 days, here today, the 23rd, and then tomorrow, Christmas Eve. It'll wrap up then, and probably Friday we'll get back into the Book of Acts. This Sunday at Island, Brother Darren Solana is going to be bringing us the Word here, Sunday the 27th. So I'm not preaching. He's preaching. Looking forward to the message God's put on his heart. In the meantime, now, here is part one of Jesus is the Reason for the Season, and I'd love to see you out for our Christmas Eve service, Thursday the 24th at 5:30 p.m.
Okay, Jesus is the Reason for the Season. Hallelujah. That's what we're looking at here today. Merry Christmas to everyone. Now, today I want to talk a little bit. Actually, I want to talk a lot today about Jesus. Jesus is the reason for the season. 1 Corinthians 2:2 says, for I determined to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Just like Sergeant Schultz on Hogan's Heroes, right? I know nothing except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Nothing else matters. Everything else pales in comparison to knowing Jesus. Nothing else matters. No seminar, no other sermon I could give you, no other teaching. I am determined to know nothing else. That's why we're here today. In Him we live, in Him we move, and in Him we have our being. That is, we exist. You don't want to mention His name on television, on the radio? That's okay. I'll mention it for you. That is Jesus. Have you noticed He's not on television this Christmas? I have not heard the name of Jesus. I haven't heard Merry Christmas on television yet. That's okay. We'll make up for it here. We will mention it here. Jesus is the reason for this season. We preempt our regular scheduled programs to bring you this special message today. Jesus is the reason for the season. Now, what Christmas sermon would be complete without a message on the reason for the season, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? That's what we're going to do here today. I want to point us all to the Savior this morning, the one whom we all worship, the one who's worthy of all of our praise. That is Jesus the Christ. Now, John wrote in his gospel, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." He was in the beginning with God. All things are made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. Now, there's an English teacher's nightmare. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So answer me this. How can you be with someone and still be that someone all at the same time? How can you? Right? If you're God, you can. You can be with someone and still be with someone and still be that someone at the same time. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. I love parsing words. That's my passion. Simple, little, ordinary words, like the word was. Now, I hated English growing up in school, but I love studying it now. This little word was. The word is in the imperfect tense. You know what that means? That means you can't point to a time when it started. Its goings forth is from eternity. In the beginning was. We don't know when it started. It's just like Micah 5:2. When Micah says, he says that out of Bethlehem will come forth ones whose beginnings were from everlasting. Speaking of the Christ. In the beginning was the Word. There's no time of starting for this. He's been since the beginning. Figure out when the beginning is, and you'll figure out when Jesus started. He didn't start. He's always existed. Hello, Jehovah's Witness. He's got no beginning. He is from the beginning. He is from everlasting. The Greek word here, logos. L-O-G-O-S, logos, means more than just word to these Greeks. Logos is the principle that governs the entire universe in Greek thought. The Stoics employed logos for the soul of the world. Logos is everything. It's an ordering principle for the universe. Logos is the divine logic that gives order to this universe. What do you think? What thinkest thou? Tad important for those that pen the scriptures, don't you think? Logos is everything. It is thought. It is speech. John attributes this word, logos, to a person. His name is Jesus, the Word of God. In English, logos appears as our word ology. When you see the word ology, O-L-O-G-Y, ology. It's the study of something, right? Theology, study of God. Geology, study of the earth. Anthropology, the study of man. Christology, the study of Christ. But he is theology. He's not only the study of something, he's the something. He's on the other end of the somethingology. He is theology. He is everything. He's the logos that governs the universe. Jesus Christ is the reason for the season. I don't just say this to you on Christmas, 2 weeks out of the year. We preach Jesus here the other 50 weeks out of the year too. It's the reason we're here. Jesus Christ, the reason for the season. The Savior left his home in heaven, came down here to the earth to save you from your sins. And to offer to you both the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. Logos. 1 Corinthians 1:18, it says this, the message of the cross. King James says preaching. The preaching of the cross is foolishness to them who perish, but to us who are being saved is the power of God. Guess what the Greek word is for message? Or preaching, all depending on your translation. Logos. The Logos of the cross. The Christ of the cross. Even preaching, if it's done right, is the Logos. It's Christ. Even preaching means Jesus, the Word. At least anything worthwhile of preaching needs to be Jesus, the Word of God who gives order to the universe. Think about it. Jesus is the Word of God. I'm not sorry. I'm a little excited about that. Lord gets me excited. I can still go home and cheer a football game, but I get excited here. So don't call me a hypocrite. God excites me to no end. I wouldn't be here today. I would have packed it up and quit 2 weeks ago when my wife left this world. But we continue. We go on. Bible says to live is Christ. And that was her life. But to die is gain. And that's her life now. She's having a much better day today than I am. And I'm having a great day. That's all right. Wait till 1 o'clock. God help me. God's word for you today is the Word. All right, we're looking at 4 points. 4 main facts about the Savior. Number one is Jesus is the Word of God, which perfectly leads us into number two. And that is Jesus Christ is the Creator of life. Colossians 1:16. If you choose to believe what the Bible says, if not, then don't even waste your time. We won't even have this conversation. The Bible says this, for by him all things were created that are in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones, dominions, principalities, or powers, all things were created through him and for him. A King James says all things were created by him or for him. Take that preposition any way that you want. They're both right. By him all things were created.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.